Almost one-third of all Mexicans are obese. That puts Mexico at the top of the list of overweight nations, even ahead of the United States. Now Mexico's lawmakers are proposing a series of new taxes on high-calorie food and sodas. Health advocates say the higher prices will get Mexicans to change bad habits. The beverage industry and small businesses are fighting back, calling the taxes job killers. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
This convenience store in a middle-class Mexico City neighborhood has been in Moises Orozco's family for more than 30 years. He says he's watched eating habits change over that time. Just look at his sales of gansitos, the spongy yellow cake akin to a Twinkie, filled with strawberry jelly and covered in a thin layer of chocolate.
Antes nosotros vendíamos 10 gansitos a la semana.
Before we would sell at most 10 a week. Now he says easily sells six times that much. Some weeks, when he's well stocked, as many as 150 gansitos.
¿Por qué no le pusieron los impuestos al refresco hace 10 años, no?
Orozco says if the government really wanted to combat obesity, it would have taxed sodas and junk food 10 years ago. He says politicians just want more money, so they go after small business owners like himself and the poor who buy the cheap junk food. Lawmakers are proposing a 10% tax on sodas, about a peso per liter, and a 5% increase on high-calorie snacks. Small business owners, the powerful beverage industry, and billionaire bottlers have launched an aggressive ad campaign against the proposal. They're running full-page ads in major newspapers, and some have focused in on the foreign influence of the taxes, especially the financial backing by U.S. billionaire Michael Bloomberg's philanthropic group. Cuauhtemoc Rivera, head of the National Association of Neighborhood Stores, says the New York mayor should mind his own business. He says obesity in Mexico is more complicated than just drinking too many sodas. Rivera says Mexicans' whole diet is bad, filled with what he jokingly calls too much vitamin T.
Tacos, tamales.
Tacos, tamales, tortas, we eat everything that starts with a T. And he adds, we don't move enough either. With the rise in the middle class here, Mexicans are exercising less and eating more fats and sweets. According to the World Health Organization, which has helped aid the pro-tax advocates, nearly 70% of Mexicans are now overweight. Diabetes is now one of the top killers in the country. Alejandro Calvillo of the group Consumer Power says Mexicans are the biggest consumers of soft drinks in the world, drinking about 40 gallons per person a year. He says a 10% tax per liter of soda will reduce consumption by as much as 12%.
We need to act. We cannot permit that this situation happen in Mexico for more time.
Calvillo, whose group lobbied for a higher soda tax and does receive money from Bloomberg Philanthropies, says the new income should be used to encourage people to drink more water. Ruth Venegas says she's been trying to do just that, but as she walks out of a corner convenience store, she says it's really hard to break the soda habit.
Yo ya compré ahorita una coca chiquita porque compraba una grande.
She opens her bag to show me a small Diet Coke. She said she used to buy the big ones before. Little by little, she'll succeed, she laughs. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.